AI Safe Access is now table stakes. Combine identity assurance, call authentication, and human-centered fallbacks to block fraud without locking out seniors. Adopt a NIST-aligned assurance by channel model, IVR, live voice, video, with risk-based step-up controls, liveness on video, and accessible alternatives. Use FCC stir shaken signals to inform not decide trust, build can't trust caller ID, agent workflows with verified callbacks and no blind transfers. Deploy FTC-aligned deepfake defenses, randomized challenge response, out-of-band checks, consented voice prints with opt-out, pad-backed biometrics, and a standing red team. Record and retain required Medicare marketing enrollment calls for 10 years under CMS rules, while aligning capture, access, and deletion to HIPAA's minimum necessary and security safeguards. Institutionalize a three-tier trust ladder to standardize decisions, scripts, and escalations, and provide a beneficiary-friendly version that preserves access. Why this matters now? Fraudsters are exploiting generative AI to impersonate patients, caregivers, and clinicians over voice and video to enroll members, change benefits, and push false prior auth requests. The FTC reported U.S. fraud losses exceeded $10 billion in 2023, with imposter scams nearing $2.7 billion in losses, signaling the scale of the threat to Medicare access channels and brand trust alike. See the FTC's latest loss data for context in nationwide fraud losses top 10 bidality. The impersonation problem is turbocharged by deepfakes and voice cloning. The FTC's impersonation rule took effect April 1, 2024, with proposed expansion to cover impersonation of individuals, reflecting growing enforcement focus on AI-enabled scams. See impersonation rule goes into effect and the proposal to prohibit impersonation of individuals. In parallel, the TRACED Act and FCC orders require service providers to implement caller ID authentication, stir shaken, and robocall mitigation, improving signaling on call provenance but not guaranteeing identity, especially across legacy and international routes. Review 47 CFR 64.6301, shaken, and the Call Authentication Trust Anchor, an operating model for AI safe access. This blueprint integrates NIST Digital Identity, SP-863, with the NIST AI Risk Management Framework, AIRMF, FCC caller authentication signals, and CMS HIPAA recording and privacy requirements. Governance. Use the AIRMF's govern function to define roles, policies, and escalation paths for identity, recordings, and model risk infused across the lifecycle per NIST AIRMF 1.0, risk-based identity assurance. Set IAL-AAL targets per channel using NIST SP-863-AB. Combine dynamic risk scoring with low-friction challenges and step-up controls. Reference SP-863-B-AALs and SP-863-IALs. Signal-aware call handling. Use stir-shaken attestation as one input to risk, not a pass-fail. Elevate verification when attestation is weak, missing, or incompatible. See attestation levels A, B, C. Human-centered fallbacks. Offer accessible alternatives, scheduled verified callbacks, mailed codes, caregiver POA workflows to prevent lockouts for older adults and those with limited tech access. Evidence-backed detection, employ liveness checks on video, randomized phrase challenges on voice, pad-backed biometrics, out-of-band OOB verification, and provenance indicators for content authenticity aligned with NIST synthetic content guidance, lifecycle accountability, record required calls, store securely with role-based access, maintain audit logs, and sanitize media per NIST guidelines, balancing CMS mandates and HIPAA's minimum necessary standards. See 10-year recording requirement and HIPAA security rule. NIST-aligned assurance by channel matrix voice IVR, automated, risk posture, high susceptibility to spoofed caller ID and synthetic voices, treat ANI as untrusted targets, IAL2 for verified member-dependent transactions, AAL2 for sensitive changes, AAL1 for low-risk information only. Controls. Dynamic risk scoring signals call attestation, device reputation, prior session history. Step up when risk threshold, one-time codes via out-of-band channel on file, no KBA on static PII. Randomized phrase challenges for suspected voice cloning. Failure triggers safe handoff to human with verified callback, block high-risk actions in IVR. Route to live agent with enhanced verification when needed. Accessibility. Offer keypad-only paths. Allow transfer to live agent with scheduled verified callback if DTMF-only users cannot complete step-up. Live agent voice risk posture. Highest social engineering exposure. Deepfake voices increasingly convincing. Targets, AAL2 baseline. AAL2 for account changes benefit moves. Step to AAL3 only for the rarest, highest risk transactions with phishing-resistant authenticators. See phishing-resistant AAL3.controls. Agent desktop risk banner showing stir station, call path prior history. Caution that attestation is not identity. Scripted randomized phrase challenge and transaction-specific probes. Immediate out-of-band verification for high-risk requests. Consented voice print option, opt-in, clear notice and alternatives. Use only as part of MFA and monitored for pad performance consistent with SP-863B biometric guidance, supervisor assist and no transfer rule to external numbers. Use verified callback only. Accessibility for beneficiaries without mobile B access. Schedule a verified callback window or mail a code. Support caregiver POA with documented authority. Video telehealth and identity sessions. Risk posture. Video deepfakes and document forgeries exist. However, visual liveness and supervised checks enable higher assurance targets. IAL2 for standard remote proofing. IAL3 via supervised remote or in person when risk justifies biometric collection under trained oversight. AAL2 for session authentication. See IAL2 IAL3 requirements controls, active liveness, head turns, lip sync to randomized phrases, and document live capture with liveness to ensure genuine presence aligned to 63A live capture, supervised remote proofing by trained staff for IAL3 when warranted, session rebind, short reauth before sensitive changes, secure channel and recording consent captured if applicable. Accessibility. CMS allows audio-only telehealth when video is not feasible. Maintain agent pathways that preserve care access. See CMS Telehealth FAQ, audio-only conditions, and HIPAA audio-only guidance. Edge Defense, the stir-shaken playbook for can't trust stir-shaken authenticates caller ID across IP networks, but does not authenticate the person. Treat it as one risk signal among many. Understand attestation. A. The originating provider knows the calling party and that they are authorized to use the number. B. The provider knows the customer, but not the right to use the number. C. The provider can only attest to the gateway, lowest confidence. C. Attestation levels AB apply FCC rules. Your telecom partners must authenticate calls on IP networks and maintain robocall mitigation plans. They must also route a traceback within 24 hours. Review 64.631 and 4.6305. Note the non-IP exemption until suitable protocols are available per 64.6306 agent workflow when you can't trust caller ID. Never authenticate a caller solely on caller ID or phone number knowledge. If attestation is weak absent or the request is high risk, pause action. Inform the caller you will call them back on a verified number on file. Use only CRM verified numbers for callbacks. Do not accept new numbers over the same call. Apply the no blind transfer rule. Never transfer to external numbers. Route internally and initiate verified callback if escalation is needed. Document the session, attestation level, verification steps taken, and outcome in the case record. Deepfake threat and control set. The FTC advises consumers to hang up and verify via a number they already know when they suspect voice cloning. A principle enterprises should standardize for agents via out-of-band verification. See Fighting Back Against Harmful Voice Cloning. Financial regulators similarly warn of deepfake identity documents and real-time video manipulation in attacks. See Fins Alert on fraud schemes involving deepfake media. Controls that materially lower false acceptance while preserving access. Randomized challenge response on voice. Short, non-reusable phrases. Mismatches or delays trigger step-up or callback. Cross-channel verification, out-of-band code to a number or portal credential on file. Avoid KBA on static personal data. Consented voice prints with opt-out. Use as part of MFA, disclose purpose, retention, and alternatives. Monitor pad performance, consistent with SP-863B biometric guidance. Video liveness and supervised sessions, active liveness, randomized actions, document live capture, and when justified, supervised remote proofing under 63A IAL203. Content provenance. Accept, omit, tamper evident provenance when feasible. Align to NIST synthetic content guidance on provenance and watermarking in NIST AI 104. Anomaly cues. Detect unusual request patterns, rushed payment changes, or script avoidance. Tie to dynamic risk scores and step up rules. SIU Red Team Test Plan. Scope IVR, Live Voice Video. enrollment, benefit changes, prior auth status, and initiation. Methods: voice cloning and replay with varied quality, injection attacks over VoIP, video imposters with doc forgeries, liveness bypass attempts, pre-recorded loops, cross-channel social engineering, SMS email plus call to test OOB verification discipline, metrics, false acceptance and rejection rates by scenario, average handle time, AHT deltas, containment and verified session conversion, escalation outcomes, accessibility impacts, governance. Align to AI RMF measure manage with repeatable TVV, documented residual risks, and action owners. Recording, consent, and compliant lifecycle. CMS requires Medicare Advantage organizations and their third-party marketing organizations, TPMOs, to record all beneficiary calls related to marketing, sales, and enrollment, and retain them for 10 years. See CMS's FAQ on recording and retention and the regulatory basis at 42 CFR 422.274, Lifecycle Blueprint, Capture, Storage, Retention, Retrieval, Deletion, Capture and Consent. Announce recording at call start, capture verbal consent, log purpose and applicable line of business. For web-based calls, capture audio portion in full, tag PHI containing segments appropriately. Storage and access, encrypt at rest and in transit. Apply role-based access. Maintain detailed access logs per NIST log management guidance in SP-892 HIPAA compliance. Limit use disclosure to treatment, payment, and operations. Secure EPHI under the HIPAA security rule and permitted uses in the HIPAA privacy rule. Retrieval and litigation hold, index to member ID, date, time, agent ID, and purpose. Fulfill regulator and member requests promptly. Apply legal holds that override deletion schedules until matter closure. Deletion and media sanitization. At end of retention, sanitize media per NIST SP-888, clear, purge, destroy. Document disposal chain, the trust ladder. A triage model for every channel tier 1 low. Routine info, no account change. Examples, benefit explanations, coverage limits, general program info. Verification. AAL1, single factor, if no PHI disclosed. Otherwise, minimal AAL2 1 OOB code before sharing member-specific data. Agent script. Before we discuss your specific benefits, I'll send a quick code to the number we have on file. Read it back when it arrives. Tier 2 medium, account or contact updates, scheduling, prior auth status. Verification. AAL2 MFA via two distinct factors, cross-channel OOB, randomized phrase challenge if voice risk indicators present. Escalation. If stir shaken is weak or behavior is anomalous, switch to verified callback on file. Prohibit new numbers until verified agent script. For your security, we'll complete this via a callback to your number ending in 124. Is now a good time or should we schedule a window? Tier 3 high enrollment changes. Financials, initiating prior auth, verification, AAL2 minimum plus one of supervised video liveness, consented voice print match, or in-portal secure approval. Proofing, IAL2 identity validation for new enrollments. Consider supervised remote IAL3 for high-risk anomalies. Agent script, this change touches your coverage and privacy. We'll verify via a brief video check or a secure code in your portal, which works best for you. Beneficiary-friendly trust ladder, plain language, simple questions. The helper may answer right away or send a quick code to protect your privacy. Account changes. They will send a code or call you back on the number they already have. They will not ask you for new numbers during the same call. Important changes, enrollment, payment. They may ask to do a short video or send a secure approval. If you prefer, ask for a scheduled callback. Operational runbooks by channel, enrollment and benefits hotlines. Default to Tier 2 verification for any account-specific information. Tier 3 for enrollment changes. Scripts include clear consent for recording, where required, and accessible alternatives, callback, mailed code. TPMO oversight. Ensure all marketing, sales, enrollment calls are recorded and retained per CMS's 10-year requirement. Telehealth visits, audio-video. Respect beneficiary preference and access. Audio only is permitted in defined scenarios through September 30, 2025, when video is not feasible. See CMS Telehealth FAQ before discussing PHI. Verify identity at AAL2, e.g., code to number on file plus one additional factor. Document consent to telehealth and any recording. For high-risk actions, use supervised video liveness. If not possible, step up via secure portal approval or verified callback. HIPAA, ensure platform and workflow comply with privacy security requirements cited in HIPAA audio-only guidance. prior authorization calls, status inquiries, tier 2 verification, never disclose beyond minimum necessary, initiation changes, tier 3 verification, if beneficiary is not present, require documented consent or portal-based authorization. Align to the 2026 timeframes, 7 days standard, 72 hours expedited, in CMS prior authorization final rule. Provider identity, verify NPI affiliation via trusted directories, avoid processing based solely on caller ID or provided callback numbers. Agent desk reference, no trust caller ID protocol, do not accept identity based on caller ID, even when it looks familiar. Use the trust ladder to set verification depth. Escalate on risk signals. When in doubt, stop, explain the security step, and switch to a verified callback on file. Never transfer to outside numbers. Never collect new phone numbers on a suspicious call. Offer accessible options. Schedule a callback. Mail a code. Involve a documented caregiver POA. Metrics and governance. KPIs, false acceptance rate, FAR, false rejection rate, FRR, AHT deltas, containment rate, verified session conversion, abandonment, and successful fallbacks for accessibility. AI RMF measure. Establish a repeatable test bench and dashboards. Track human-in-the-loop impacts alongside computational metrics per AI RMF measurement guidance. Logs. Retain verification and decision logs with integrity and access controls following SP 192 log management. Incident response. Build playbooks for suspected deepfakes, callbacks, and account locks consistent with NIST SP861R3. Bias and accessibility checks. Review rejection rates by segment. Ensure alternatives for those without smartphones or reliable internet. Regulatory horizon. 18 to 24 month outlook. Impersonation restrictions. Expect continued FTC focus on AI-enabled impersonation, including potential finalization of protections explicitly prohibiting impersonation of individuals as proposed in early 2024, see FTC proposal. Robocall controls. The FCC continues tightening call authentication and mitigation obligations across providers, including non-IP pathways, under the Sturshaken Trust Anchor regime, see Federal Register notice. AI risk guidance. NIST is expanding profiles and guidance around synthetic content and human AI teaming, reinforcing needs for provenance, liveness, and robust measurement under the AI RMF, see Synthetic Content Guidance. Operational planning. Leaders should anticipate tighter consent and disclosure standards for AI-assisted interactions and ensure telephony partners comply with evolving authentication and mitigation duties under Tech 64.6301. Impact planning. Expect temporary AHT increases from step-up controls, followed by stabilization as agents and beneficiaries adapt. Use pilots to measure your baseline FAR FRR and accessibility outcomes, then scale controls that demonstrate risk reduction without unacceptable rejection rates. What this means for you, for CEOs, COOs, and operations leaders, declare AI safe access a strategic standard. Fund the trust ladder detection tooling and human-centered fallbacks as part of core service quality. Set KPIs for fraud loss prevention alongside accessibility. Publish internal scorecards and keep the playbooks simple and repeatable. For CISOs, CTOs, map assurance levels to channels. Integrate call signals, attestation device behavior into dynamic risk scoring. Enforce OOB verification and cryptographic MFA where feasible. Align testing to AI RMF. Institute quarterly red team exercises across IVR voice video. For compliance and SIU audit adherence to CMS recording mandates and HIPAA safeguards, verify retention and sanitization are working as designed. Lead trend analysis on rejection rates and potential bias. Ensure accommodations are available and used. For frontline agents, do not trust caller ID. Use the trust ladder, follow the script, and offer secure callbacks when risk is high. Use clear, empathetic language to explain security steps. Always offer an easy fallback. For Medicare beneficiaries and caregivers, it's okay to ask for a verified callback or to schedule a time you prefer. If anything feels urgent or unusual, hang up and call the number on your plan card or monthly statement. The FTC recommends this approach for suspected voice cloning. See FTC Advice, Appendix. How to spot a deepfake call. For beneficiaries and caregivers, pressure or panic is a red flag. Scammers want you to act quickly, slow down and verify. Don't trust caller ID. Numbers can be faked. Hang up, then call back using the number on your plan card or official website. Never share your Medicare number or personal details with someone who called you first. Medicare won't call to sell you things. See OIG alerts on medical equipment scams. Use call blocking and report unwanted calls. The FTC offers tips in 5 ways to cut down unwanted calls. Report scams. Report fraud to FTC.gov and the HHS OIG hotline at 1-800-HHS-TIPS. Appendix. Call center standards and access. CMS monitors call centers for service levels and accessibility, including support for beneficiaries with limited English proficiency. Review CMS's call center monitoring guidance in Part C and Part D call center monitoring.